Episode 54, where are you?
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Hi, this is Clinton, stuck here inside your MP3 playing device. Well, earlier this week, I was excited to hear the latest episode of Griddle Cakes Radio, episode 20. Ron, who runs Griddle Cakes, wrote a very funny skit that I was happy to be involved with. You can check it out over at griddlecakes.com. Also, congrats to the Kick-Ass Podcast, which has just reached episode 50, and the Pod Dog Show, which is reaching the even more magical episode 49. And John and Wendy, they are literally about to reach episode 100 of Gabberjaw, and so is Jawbone Radio. Cheers to all of you and everyone else reaching milestones out there in the podosphere. Back here at home, I just took my car in for some repair work. Well, actually, that's a lie. I had my wife take my car in and I took her car. Don't you just love driving someone else's car? My favorite is getting a rental car at the airport, especially at night. There's an experience that's going to make you feel like a 15-year-old dork. You step inside the car and it's like stepping into an alien spacecraft. I sit there for about 5 minutes just trying to figure out which thing turns on the headlights. I'm pushing buttons, twisting knobs, the trunk's flying open, alarms are going off, doors are flapping like I'm trying to get the car to get airborne. Why is it easier to figure out how to turn on the heater in the car than to find out how to turn on the headlights? Well, actually, I did figure that one out. It's so that when you need to pull off to the side of the road at dusk because you can't see, you won't freeze to death in the car while you're waiting for sunrise. Anyway, this one time after I figured out how to get the headlights to work, I pulled out and started driving down the highway. It started to rain. So now I'm trying to figure out how to make the windshield wipers work. Here comes the 15-year-old dork again. I'm signaling left and right. The high beams are going on and off. And there's this person coming from the other direction who's flashing their high beams because they think I'm telling them that there's a speed trap up ahead. No, I'm just an idiot. If I knew Morse code, I'd be signaling wipers. Chevy Cobalt, help! My dream is to one day get every car designer in the world into one room and explain that the controls should always be in the same place in every car. I figure I'll have plenty of charts and diagrams to back me up, maybe a PowerPoint presentation with a nice, pleasing font. And if they disagree, I'll just release my legion of rabid monkeys on them until they see things my way. Good times. Anyway, back to my car. Turns out that it needed a new battery and then a new starter. This car is 9 years old and I'm thinking it's starting to approach that fail-safe point. You know, that point where you start to spend more on the car than it would cost to buy a new one? And by new, I mean a new used car. Which is a used car, which is actually an old car. But that's beside the point. The thing is, you never really know when you hit that fail-safe point. You're always thinking, okay, if I just do this one thing, I'll get another 6 months out of the car. And further back in your mind, you're thinking, you know, if I change the oil and finally do that scheduled maintenance, maybe I can squeeze out a year. And way, way back at the back end of your mind, you're thinking, I wonder how long it takes ice cream sandwiches to melt in the microwave. All right, well, maybe that went too far back. What we need is a place you can go. Not a garage, not a dealership, just this place where you can take your car. A bunch of people check it over, and they could be wearing lab coats, maybe overalls. I don't know, all the details aren't worked out yet. The point is they are professionals that have no emotional attachment to the car, no financial stake. They just look it over and say, keep it or let it go. Of course, with my luck, they'd say, let it go, and I'd have no way to get home. So I'd have to rent a car. Okay, if I freeze to death on the side of the road on the way home because the heater gives out before sunrise, this is important. Please be sure to feed the rabid monkeys. Preferably bits and pieces of car designers. Now, if you've got stories about cars or anything else or comments or feedback, please be sure to drop a line to comedyforecast@gmail.com. Or call the listener line at area code 206-333-1339. That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.